the makers of that good Weber's bread, present your all-star Western Theater.
Sing along, singing a song under the Western.
From Hollywood comes your all-star Western Theater, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. Now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Riding open in the blazing sun all day, singing, swinging as I travel on my way. Riding, rocking, roping, grinding cattle all day long, singing and a swinging to a cowboy song. Riding, roping in the blazing sun all day.
Riding in the saddle all day long, to a long and lonesome cowboy song. Riding through the burning desert sand, to the land and country where a man's a man.
And I'll go riding, open in the blazing sun all day. Singing, swinging, as I travel on my way. Riding, rocking, roping, driving cattle all day long. Singing and a swinging to a cowboy song. Riding,
thank you, folks, and a big Western welcome to all of you listening in. This is Foy Willing, asking you to relax and listen to the Riders of the Purple Sage as they bring you the songs of the rangeland.
Foy, we're all set for one of those Western ballads right now.
Well, Terry, actually, this isn't a Western song.
Really?
It isn't even an American number.
Hmm.
But it's just as pretty as a California poppy or a Texas gal. So maybe we can put a little of our own Western style into Now Is the Hour.
Say goodbye.
notice, folks, the way Foy and the boys handled that last number? Say, something else mighty nice is good Weber's bread. Well, naturally, the bakers of Weber's bread feel mighty proud of their product. And while they might be tempted to brag a bit about the quality and flavor of Weber's bread, well, they prefer to let each loaf speak for itself. You see, Weber's bakers figure this way. They turn out a mighty fine loaf, the very best loaf that long experience, fine ingredients, and painstaking care can produce. Then they leave the verdict up to you about how delicious the bread is, that good Weber's bread. They know that if you like Weber's bread, you'll buy it again and again. So do give Weber's a fair trial, folks, will you? You'll recognize it by the bright blue and white checked gingham wrapper. Weber's bread. Good Weber's bread.
Foy Willing and Sid Robbins wrote the words and music for the happy tune that's scheduled next. Here are the Riders of the Purple Sage, and here is Holiday for the Blues.
You gotta start in a singing and you gotta shout. You gotta keep on a swinging, kick the blues right out. Don't you let it get you, you got too much to lose. It's a holiday for the blues. You gotta start in a shouting till you're feeling fine. You gotta keep on a toutin', gotta rise and shine. Keep the rafters ringing till you set off a fuse. It's a holiday for the blues. The sun is out shining, the sky is bright and clear. It's no time to be pining, no time for having fear. Go calling on your neighbor, go out and spread the news.
Oh, it's a holiday for the blues.
You gotta start in a singing and you gotta shout. You gotta keep on a swinging, kick the blues right out.
Don't you let it get you, you got too much to lose.
It's a holiday for the blues. Was riding on my payroll, not a cent in my jeans. It felt like it was weeks since I'd had pork and beans. I said, let's jump in the river. My horse said, I refuse.
Cause it's a holiday for the blues.
I went out to the racetrack, the horse gave me a smile, leaned over and he whispered, I'll win this by a mile.
Yeah.
I didn't feel unhappy, though I lost my shirt and shoes.
Cause it's a holiday for the blues.
You gotta start in a singing and you gotta shout. You gotta keep on a swinging, kick the blues right out.
Don't you let it get you, you got too much to lose.
It's a holiday for the blues. You gotta start in a shouting till you're feeling fine. You gotta keep on a toutin', gotta rise and shine.
Keep the rafters ringing till you set off a fuse. It's a holiday for the blues.
Well, Foy, it's time for one more helping of that Western melody before we tell our story for today.
Well, doggone it, Terry, it seems like every time you ask for a Western tune, we come up with one that isn't. This one's called Kentucky.
Well, now, that's a little east of what we call the West, but mighty fine country down Kentucky way. Let's roll out of Western hospitality and serenade the land of the bluegrass.
I wander
singing in the silver moonlight. Kentucky, I miss the hound dog chasing coos.
Time now for our story of the West, another real adventure of the great open country brought to you by Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. This story is one that could only happen in the West as it is today, and it's called The Jockey and the Cowpoke. In the West of today, the old blends with the new. Very modern cars, airplanes, and very modern people move before a background of deserts, mountains, and plains that will never change. Between the ageless land itself and the things of today's world are the old-time Westerners and their belongings. The cowboy and his horse still work the ranges as they did 100 years ago. The prospector and his burro still follow the trail of gold and silver. And the small-town storekeeper still carries a stock of long underwear, penny candy, overalls, hats, pins, and 1,000 other items reminiscent of days gone by. Usually, our old and our new West get along beautifully together, but sometimes there's a bit of conflict. You'll find some of it in the story brought to you by Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Drifting along,
sometimes on a trip to the cattle country, the boys take along one or two of their Hollywood friends. Some of the folks from the movie city don't know much about the West. And of course, they're called dudes. Mike Roy, the famous San Fernando Valley disc jockey, went along on one trip, and the fun started the first morning after they arrived.
Hurry up, Mike. That's the breakfast bell.
Breakfast? You fan me out of the feathers at 5 dark, then ring the breakfast bell at 5:15. Do we have lunch at 8?
You'll ride 30 miles before lunch, and you'll be nice and hungry by noon.
30 miles on horseback? Look, friend, that disc jockey stuff is just a figure of speech. My figure and real jockeying, we just weren't made to go together.
We'll find a horse to fit you, big boy.
A great day in the morning. Noon is the time to be rolling out of the covers, not finishing a 30-mile ride. Ah, me, why did I ever leave my listening lads and lassies and get myself shanghaied on this cow country caravan?
Oh, you'll love it once you get used to it, Mike. Come on now, or those hungry cowhands will eat up all the breakfast.
Yeah, me for that breakfast. Oatmeal, bacon, eggs, pork chops.
Flapjacks, orange juice, toast, coffee, buttermilk, strawberries.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold the phone. Hold the phone, chili. We eat all that for breakfast?
Why, sure. This ranch life makes you hungry.
Well, you won't eat again until noon.
A breakfast like that and I won't eat again, period. You characters would have to take your horses, do a Paul Revere for the local croaker and his stomach pump if I did a swan dive off my diet with a collection of calories like that.
Oh, just wait till you see that food. You'll do your share.
Hey, here we are, here we are.
Hey, where's all the hungry cowhands?
Oh, we're 2 minutes late. They've already eaten.
Yeah, they don't fool around with formal etiquette here, Mike.
Oh, wait, Hardway's still here. We can eat with him.
Well, sure. Hi there, Hardway.
Oh, hello, boy. When did you and Al get in?
Oh, late last night. Mike Roy made Hardway Jones a real cattleman. If you can't ride it, rope it, or sell it for beef, well, he's not interested.
Well, right glad to know you, Hardway. Slip me the fingers. What's he talking about, boy?
He wants to shake hands.
Oh, well, okay. Shake, partner.
Come on, let's eat.
Fine, pass me the eggs.
You take these four, Mike. Here's another plate full for us.
Thanks. You must leave a... Well, you lead quite an interesting life there, Hardway. Battling the cattle, dogging the dogies, wrestling the rustlers. Pass the sausage out.
Here you are.
What's he talking about, Foy?
He wanted the sausage.
No, no, not that. It sounded like he was talking about cattle, but it didn't make sense.
Well, Mike doesn't know much about cattle. He's a disc jockey.
Jockey, huh? Kind of heavy for that, ain't you?
Well, Hardway, you see, disc jockeys are different.
You can say that again.
Pass the ham and biscuits, Foy.
Here you are.
You've probably never heard my program, but I'm known as your blue-eyed boy, Rugged Michael Roy, protecting arm and guiding light to the working girl. I earn my moolah by flicking the biscuits, by spinning the platters, whirling the wax, weaving the words for the listening lads and lassies in the chill still of the night.
Oh, you're a dude.
What's your language, partner? Pass the bacon and the rolls and some of that strawberry jam.
It's raspberry.
Thanks. The first time I ever got the raspberry at 5:30 in the morning. Pass me some of that cantaloupe, will you, please?
It's too bad you're not hungry, Mike.
Can't understand it. Too early to eat a heavy breakfast, I guess. Hand me a couple of those pork chops.
Foy, what kind of business is this dude in?
Why, he just told you all about it, Hardway.
Oh, that's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Pass the hot cakes and the honey in the milk pitcher, please.
Coming up.
Let's just say he works on the radio.
Well, I knew he was a dude. Women and sheep and dudes. They'll ruin the cattle business.
Oh, I don't know, Hardway. You're doing all right, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. The price of beef stays up and we don't get a dry year, we'll make out all right. So, what do you fellas want to do today?
Well, we thought we'd ride over to Cottonwood Springs.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll go along. Got some busted fences over there. I'll have the boys cut out some horses for you.
Get a gentle one for Mike.
And a great big one.
Oh, I got one. Used to be a circus horse. Whole family of bareback riders used to use them in their act. If you could carry seven of them, you could carry this dude.
Don't like the way you said that, my cowcountry chum. Seems to me the mules aren't the only thing to square around here. But I'll overlook it if you'll slide me a couple of slabs of that superb strudel and fill the cup of cheers with a jolt of that old Jamocha.
What'd he say for it?
He wants some pie and coffee.
Oh, well, here you are, dude. Here's a couple of donuts, a little whipped cream, a few bananas, one more slice of cantaloupe. In case you get hungry, you'll find some crackers and cheese in the cupboard.
Gee, thanks, Hardway. Generosity like that makes the old ticker tap it out at 8 to the bar. But solid, Jack. Brings a tear to the eye and a lump to these here now smooth and mellow tonsils.
What'd he say?
He likes you.
Oh. Well, I'll wrangle up your cayuses. But first, I got to cut out a few feelers, turn the rest of the critters into the South 40, put one of the buckaroos to work twisting bronch, roll my poncho, oil up my hog leg, get a short rope around and handle this bread to riding. Then I'll be ready to go. So long, boys.
So long,
so long, Hardway. Foy?
Yeah, Mike?
What'd he say?
Great day in the morning. What a day. I haven't smelled so much fresh air since the day I got my belt buckle caught on the turntable.
What happened that day?
Snatched me out of my chair and spun me around like a brand new record of nature, boy.
You were spinning around on the turntable?
Uh-huh. Somebody dropped a needle on me and I turned out three choruses of Dinah before they got the darn thing stopped.
Well, yeah, but what's that got to do with fresh air?
Well, I was rescued. All my listening lads and lassies heaved such a sigh of relief that they blew all the fresh air in Los Angeles County into the San Fernando Valley.
No.
It's a fact. 12 characters in Southgate collapsed with the bend. No air to breathe.
Hey, boy.
I know what you're going to ask me, Hardway. What did he say?
Don't tell him, boy. He'll never believe it.
You know, Mike, for a dude, you do a darn good job of riding.
Oh, thank you, Hardway. Matter of fact, I grew up as a farm boy before I got lured into the killer cycle jungles. Never forgot how to handle a horse. Can't say that I'm feeling no pain, though.
It's not much farther, Mike. There's the springs right up ahead.
Hey, what's that noise?
Look up there.
Hey, there's a landslide.
Yeah.
Come right down. Come on, get in. Run, boy. Come on, come on, come on.
Oh, hurry. Oh, we'll never make it.
Hey, in here, guys.
I don't like them that close.
Look at that trail. If Mike hadn't spotted this old mine tunnel, we'd have been spread from here to the bottom of the canyon.
Doggone it, Mike. I've been riding this here trail for 20 years. I never saw that old tunnel behind all that brush. How the dickens did you spot it when we were busting along at a full gallop?
Oh, that's easy, Hardway. I got sharp eyes from reading the labels on phonograph records while they're going around and round and round.
That's all right, Mike, but cut out the kidding. You just saved our lives by finding this place.
I saved your life.
Brother, I saw all that rock coming down on me, and I started looking for a place big enough for this blue-eyed boy and his fat old horse. I was looking so hard, I had to find it.
Well, I tell you now, from now on, Mike, you're a top hand with Hardway Jones. You ain't no dude no more. Come on, fellas, let's go. Come on.
Yeah, Hardway, I want to thank you for them dark kind words, and I'm going to learn to talk like a cowhand, partner. Us varmints from the cattle country can't have no truck with that jive talk like them citified disc jockeys use on the radio.
No, sir. Well, now I can dig you, Gate. You and me make a fair pair. I'm coming to town to watch you flip those biscuits and whirl that wax. And then we'll beat feet around the village and hit the hot spots. Brother, we'll murder him.
Hey, Foy.
What is it, Al?
What did they say?
Well, almost comes time now to ring down the curtain for tonight, folks. And with this parting thought, down through the years, bread has been a nutritional mainstay. And today, in Weber's Bread, you get as smooth and tasty a loaf of nourishment as has ever been baked. Thousands and thousands of housewives know that for uniformity and texture and tasty, good eating, well, you just can't beat Weber's Bread. And say, is it ever fresh? Delivered bright and early each morning to your neighborhood grocer. So for bread the way you like it, soft, fine textured, and satisfying, just get good Weber's Bread every time. Then you'll be enjoying really good bread. You'll find it at your neighborhood food store in the famous blue and white checked gingham wrapper. That's good Weber's Bread. Now back to your all-star Western Theater.
Out of the Walt Disney Studios came a tune not so long ago that has all the Western feeling of a blue evening on a desert trail. The lonesomeness of a solitary rider, the yipping echoes of coyotes, the shadows that slide across the sagebrush as the sun goes down behind the buttes. You'll find them all in the melody and lyrics of Blue Shadows on the Trail.
Drifting on the evening breeze, move along the shadows, move along. Soon the dawn will come and you'll be on your way. But until the darkness sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the trail. It's there'll be blue goes on the
to make the party, and we hope you'll be with us next week. This is Boy Willing, speaking for Al Sloy, Johnny Paul, Scotty Harrell, and Bud Siebert, the writers of the Purple Sage. Mike Roy and Tyler McVeigh helped us tell our story. Thanks to Jerry Vaughn, our musical arranger, and to Paul Pierce, who writes and directs our show. So long, everybody, and may the trail ahead be downhill and shady for you.